wake up.
Oh, what a good day. You're listening to Fernando and Greg.
Fernando, yo, Greg.
Oh, my God. We have been talking about Mercury being in retrograde and all the weird stuff that's been going on. There actually has been some weird things going on in this building.
Mm-hmm.
Poor communication. Mercury in retrograde is really about communication getting mixed up.
Electronics
getting mixed up.
Right.
Things are going crazy. Also, when we were doing our research on it, it says, like, if you're caught, you know, transportation, it's not a good time to travel. Things will go wrong with your car. They'll break down. So Friday, I'm shook because this is the last week. We thought we were home free. We're like, okay, if we can get through this coming Thursday, we're done. Then Friday, you're leaving the radio station and you did what?
I crashed my car.
What do you mean you crashed?
I crashed into the pole at work in the parking garage.
Dude, that's what I did. I did that like 2 months ago. So you hit the pole
Hit the pole in the parking garage, and I park there every single day. I know exactly how to get out and get in. It was a crazy, mysterious thing that happened.
Is your car messed up?
It is.
I didn't notice.
It is super janky on one side. It is
you
all like.
You did it that bad?
It was. It like straight up scraped the entire pole.
And for people who do not believe. In Mercury.
Believe it. And that parking garage, remember the door didn't open last week? Remember?
On Friday morning, we couldn't get into the parking garage. It wouldn't open. The door wouldn't open.
Also, my mom's car got broken into.
Oh.
Her car got broken into. Someone smashed the window. Didn't steal anything, but just smashed the window. And then on top of that, my friend that was going to come to my party over the weekend, her man's brother got into a car accident.
Wow. This is all signs.
I'm telling you.
Mercury is messing with us. Well, we did talk to some people a few weeks ago who said that maybe like crystals could help, you know, mm-hmm. energy healing and stuff.
Yes.
So there were several of you who suggested that we go to a crystal shop.
Uh-huh.
So I did that over the weekend, Shan.
You did?
It was one of the strangest experiences ever.
Why?
I'm going to tell you next, but I got you some crystals. I'll pull those out. I got you some crystals to protect you, but I also saw an old naked man who nearly put his on me because he was standing so close to me in the crate. Anyway, I'll tell you, we're going to have to go into commercial here, but I'm going to tell you after the break about the strange experiences that went down in the crystal shop. Oh. These people are cuckoo.
Fernando and Greg.
Wake up. Turn it up.
99.7
now.
Oh, my God. It looks like Mercury in retrograde got you, Shan. On Friday, you scraped your car up against a pole in the parking garage.
I wanted to literally rip my hair out. I was so upset. I couldn't believe it.
All these weird things keep happening. Tons of people, when we talked about this, when Mercury first went into retrograde earlier this month, at the beginning of the month, everybody was calling and all these crazy things happening to them. Their communication systems at work breaking. Someone said their brand new iPhone went berserk. My iPhone has been acting a little bit weird, but it does affect communication and it affects transportation. And I know we have somebody on the line who says she's got a similar problem to yours, Shan.
Yeah, Casey, what happened to you?
I was parked at work I'm a nanny, so I was parked on the street and a lady came up and rang the doorbell and said that she wasn't paying attention and she ran into my brand new car.
Oh my God.
Busted up the bumper. Then this weird thing's on my laptop. It's been 100% charged. I haven't used it. I go to open it for the first time and it's drained 80%.
Oh my God.
What?
And yesterday I come home from work and I have this Guinness statue in near next to my front door. It's fairly heavy. It's been there for 2 years, never moved, nothing. And I'm like, where'd she go? It's gone. And I looked and it's been pushed over and it was shattered.
Who did it?
I don't know.
Who knows?
We live in the country. So it's bizarre. It's just really bizarre.
All right, we got to deal with this until Thursday. So a lot of you, the first time we talked about this, recommended crystals for healing and protection. So I went to the crystal shop in the Hate because it's right around the corner from my house.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Shan, for your birthday, this is what I got you.
Oh,
this bag of crystals. Now, I'll tell you, this experience was so strange. First of all, you know me. I'm not a super spiritual person, but I do believe in some of this stuff. So I went in there with an open mind. I'm there minding my own business, trying to pick out some crystals, not knowing what any of this stuff is or does. And all of a sudden, I feel like Sandra hit me in the arm. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, you need to calm down. We are in a crystal shop. Like, we are having peace time. She hits me again. And I turn, and there is a naked 60-year-old, at least, man, like, standing right next to me on the other side. Like, I'm just into the crystals, right? And then I look. I'm like, can you remove that from my space right now? Like, this is not what we are doing.
Full Monty? Like, everything?
Full everything. No. And he knew the people in there. They were super happy to see him. Oh. Like, and he's like, it's such a beautiful day. And I'm like, it is not. It's cold. Like, and then not only was he naked, but he was wearing something to prop himself up.
No,
I can't say the name of what he was wearing, but he was really trying to show it. And I'm just like, and he stayed in there forever. And every time, it's one of those things, it's like, all right, well, let me go over here now. And then I'm like, what you doing over here now? Why are you following me, naked man?
Did he buy anything at least?
I don't know if he bought it, but, you know, Sandra was like, well, at least we know he's not going to steal nothing.
That we know
so
of.
I was like, yeah, where's he going to put it?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I got you these two crystals, Shan. This one is Centene, I think it's called. It's a white crystal that's supposed to protect you.
Oh, this is super pretty. Thank you.
Okay, well, that's for protection. I think that one's communication. Communication, and then this is protection.
Okay.
As well. That's the other thing. You go into these shops and you're talking to these people, and they look literally like they are from the 1960s, straight off of the Flower Power bus. And they're like, you know, telling me all this stuff. And I'll be like, okay, well, what is this crystal for? Oh, that one's for protection and blah, blah, blah. Okay. Well, what's this one for? That one's for protection and what's that one for? That one's for protection. Okay, so just take anything. Like, they're all the same.
They're so pretty. Do I have to, like, rub it on my body or something?
Well,
like,
this says that when you get it home, you have to clean it with cold water. Then you can put some sea salt on it or something, scrub it. And you can even let it sit out in the sun and let it kind of get some charge and power. You need to let it charge. And then, I mean, this is what we did. We immediately, when we had these crystals, because I bought some for myself, and we went and we bought lottery tickets.
That's a good one.
We did not win because I checked this morning. And the Powerball was last night. And I even put my lottery tickets with my crystals. And it didn't work.
Oh, man.
But anyway.
Well, thank you. These
you're
are
welcome.
Beautiful.
Hold on. You know, we were like, they had this huge amethyst. Is that what it's called? And when you stick your hand in it, because it has like a hole, when you stick your hand in it, I don't know if this because the woman told me this and it was in my head, but you feel like this power, this energy when you stick your hand in there. And I told Sandra to, and she felt the same thing. But then I'm like, is this like those bracelets I used to sell, and use rubber bracelets with a magnet in it, and they say, oh, try to move your hand with it on. Well, of course you can't because you're...
Oh, maybe. I don't know. These aren't all natural, though, so they're not... I don't think...
They better be all natural. They better not have sold me some fake crystals.
Thank you so much. They're beautiful. I'll post it up on our Fernando and Greg Instagram so everyone can
see. After you had your wreck on Friday, I said, this girl needs some protection.
I know, girl. So. I went straight home, and my mom gave me a limpieza at home.
Oh, you got cleaned.
I got cleansed, girl. Hey, Julie.
Hi, Shan. How are you?
Good.
How are you, Julie?
I'm good. I'm like, so excited. I can't believe I've been trying, like, busy, and then it rains.
We haven't told you anything yet, but you're going to Disneyland.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I'm going to take my nephew. He's autistic, and he's never been there. And, oh, my God.
Aww. Now, see, this
so
makes
great.
Us happy. This is such a good
cause.
Oh,
I'm so glad. Yeah, it's going to be amazing because, you know, yeah, he's never been there, and we talk about it all the time, and he's 20 now.
Oh, and y'all are going to have an amazing time. And you're also registered for the grand prize of the Disney vacation.
Oh, that would be amazing. Thank you guys so much.
All right, and St. John, he's got more tickets at 5:15 today, so make sure you tune into him. Shan, I wanted to give you an update and everybody else about this guy in Santa Rosa. Remember last week we told you that he was protesting the city because they made him chop part of his fence down to code because it was too high, and one of his neighbors complained about that. So he had to cut down the corner part for visibility, and he did that, and then he put a bunch of naked mannequins in his backyard having like a tea party to get back at whomever was complaining and also the city, because he said, okay, well, now you wanted to see in my yard, now you're gonna get to see in my yard, and you can look at these naked mannequins that he put like a hat on one and all this stuff. Well, guess what? Now somebody went in and stole two of the mannequins from the guy.
Up. I bet it was that neighbor. That
of course it was.
Neighbor.
It was the one who complained on him.
Oh my God. How is he going to go and take the mannequins?
Well, someone stole two of the mannequins from the Santa Rosa man's front yard, and they were able to get in there. Why? Because the fence is so low, you could just hop right over it now since he had to cut it.
See, if he didn't have to cut the fence, he wouldn't have had to put these mannequins up. That would have gotten stolen.
Yeah, it's funny because he does say that to the press. He's like, see, they got my mannequins because my fence is so low. Now my dog's going to get out, and it's all this neighbor and the city of Santa Rosa's fault. So the dispute continues. The fight continues. The mannequins, two of them are missing. I think he had five back there, so he still has a few in the front yard.
What happened to that mean old dog he had? He should have gotten that guy who stole it.
Apparently, he's keeping the dog in the house now because the fence is too low because the dog would get out.
See, Mercury's in retrograde. All this stuff happening.
All this crazy stuff is happening, but I do think that the it's funny that the fight continues with these mannequins in Santa Rosa.
Fernando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
We all know Ariana Grande took Pete Davidson from that kind of ugly, hot, geeky guy from SNL to that strapping man stud that all of Hollywood is thirsty for, apparently.
No.
Yes. Everybody wants a piece
of him. I love how you describe him. Kind of ugly, hot.
That's a thing.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, you could be kind of ugly, but you're hot.
He actually, to me, looked better now than when he was dating Ariana Grande. He acts like, I think when he and Ariana were together, they were like partying too much. Mm-hmm. He looked terrible, and now he looks so much better.
Yeah, well, maybe he's dating a cougar now, so maybe she's like, you know, don't wear that, put this on.
Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah, Kate Beckinsale. Well, they took their whole relationship to a whole new level. Pete, 25, and Kate, 45, with their 20-year age difference, she took him to meet her parents.
Oh.
So they're moving quite fast.
Wow. And they've only been, what, a couple months?
Not even, like, barely maybe 2 months. But, yeah, he got to meet her parents at Nobu in Malibu.
And she's and they're like, oh, is this our grandchild?
Yeah.
Do we have a long-lost grandchild?
Oh, my God. Well, apparently he's doing something right if he gets to meet the parents. He must be a good guy.
I got no issue with him. It was hard. That relationship with Ariana Grande was so difficult because social media really exploded with that. Mm-hmm. And they really came at him hardcore. They're like, you're too ugly for her. She's too hot. I mean, seriously. And it didn't help that these two also were engaging in all the social media stuff. It seems like the relationship with he and Kate Beckinsale is a little bit more under the radar. Although, do you remember them like totally mugging down at that hockey game in New York?
It's so weird. PDA. I don't like that. Like, a peck and we're good. But
listen, I'm her age. I don't know if you should be mugging down at a hockey game.
No.
You got to save that for like Shan's 30th birthday party at Temple. Did I do that?
I seen you.
I might have done that.
Yeah, in front of my mom. She was like, oh, okay.
Okay, we'll discuss that later.
Okay. Oh my God, let's face it. Our moms have a ruined Facebook, but now not even Instagram is safe.
No, don't blame the moms. It's the grandmas
and their
I mean, it is my parents, but their grandparent age. Like, my dad has ruined Facebook.
My mom too. I hate it. Over the weekend, Kelly Ripa posted a shirtless video of her husband, Mark Consuelo, showing off his abs on the gram and captioned it, Thirst Trap Fridays. And their 17-year-old daughter was mortified and commented, I'm reporting this.
Well, when your mother, I don't mind so much. Like, Mark Consuelos, I saw the video.
Oh.
He's got great abs.
Amazing. He looks like a model, like fitness model.
Well, I mean, I think he is, isn't he? He's an actor and fitness model.
He's an actor,
model,
but that's like athletic vibes.
I mean, he's got to be an actor to pretend like he likes Kelly Ripa.
Oh!
But anyway, his abs are on point. Like, I was shocked that they are still so rock hard. But yeah, I think if you're the daughter, you don't want to see this, and you don't want your mom saying the words thirst trap. Those are two words I hope Ginger never speaks. Because I hardly know what that means.
Yes, but it is embarrassing. Your mom saying that on Instagram, like, no.
Do y'all intentionally embarrass your kids? 888-456-9970. Do you do things on social media or in just right there in real life in front of them to embarrass them in front of their friends and stuff? Apparently, Kelly Ripa's daughter was mortified. Thirst trap. Do you want to give a definition of thirst trap?
Thirst trap is I feel like I know what it means, but I can't explain it. Like, you're thirsty, so, like, people that are thirsty, you want to trap them or something? I don't know.
Hey, thirst, you got it all wrong, Shannon. Maybe you're old. After you turn 30, you don't even know the lingo that the kids are using. Thirst trap is a sexy photo posted on social media to attract attention. And then they have an example of this guy with abs and no shirt on. So that's a thirst trap. You're thirsty for attention, so you are going to post a photo.
So you could get DMs from
Correct.
People.
I'll be doing that next week when I am on the beach in Florida. I'm going to my cousin's wedding in North Carolina, and then I'll go to Florida for a few days. So I will be posting thirst trap photos at ThatGreg997. Check them out. They won't be of me. I'll find really hot guys to take the photos of, like I did in Brazil, and I'll post their pictures up for your enjoyment, because you don't want to see me.
Are you going to bring the Malibu rum bottle with those short shorts?
Well, since I'm going to Florida and not Brazil, I don't need it because I can measure up with American guys. It's Brazilian guys I can't get close to in that department.
Ooh, that's what I got in the dirty.
Fernando and Greg's love trap follow-up.
Yeah, you know, that might have been what Nia was saying over the weekend. Thank you, next.
Thank you, next.
Because we had a love trap with Caleb and Nia. Now, just to reset, if you missed it on Thursday, Nia was thinking that Caleb was up to something because he was chatting on WhatsApp and doing all this stuff, and he don't know anybody in any other country. So she's like, okay, it seems like he's up to something. Let's catch him. This is a little clip from last week.
Do you want to attach a little note to Jessica so she knows who's sending these beautiful roses?
Oh, sure. Make the note say, Jessica, I'm down if you're down. And then put like a LOL afterwards or something.
Okay, I'm down if you're down. What the hell does that mean?
I'm sorry, what?
Hey, Caleb, it's me. Tell me what the hell does that mean and who the hell is Jessica?
Yeah, who is Jessica? And that's something we could never find out.
Yeah.
Because he hung up on us and wouldn't tell us who Jessica was. He had no interest in fessing up on the call, which I guess I understand. But we were able to get a hold of Nia again, and we will talk to her after this and find out, did she say thank you next, or did they have a make-up moment?
Fernando and Greg's Love Trap Follow-Up.
All right, we just set it up. Nia and Caleb. Now, Nia suspected Caleb had been cheating, using WhatsApp, texting some other chicks. We found out, yes, it was a girl named Jessica. So we wanted to follow up with Nia and see what happened over the weekend. Nia?
Hey, Nia.
Good morning, guys.
So was this an eventful weekend for you, like after all this went down?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I spent a lot of my weekend on Instagram, basically going through all of his stuff. And I found that he knows two Jessicas. So I went ahead and I DM'd both of them. And I was, you know, basically like who I was and what's going on. And I wanted them to know what was happening. And surprise, surprise, one of them blocked me.
So you think it's her.
It's totally her. Because why else would she block me?
Yeah,
why
exactly.
Why would she just like ignore me or be like, who the hell are you?
You went to Instagram, found two Jessicas on his stuff, and then sent them messages about how he had cheated on you with, well, someone named Jessica.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Oh, girl.
Yeah, I gotta say.
I don't know what's happening with him right now, but it makes me feel a little bit better.
You say one blocked you. What'd the other one say?
She didn't say anything. She sounded kind of nice. She was just like, that's too bad. I'm sorry. It's not me. You know, kind of
okay,
thing.
Okay, well, like a girl would have come clean and said, oh, you know,
or
I'm sorry.
Blocked
yeah,
you.
Or she would have blocked you.
Yeah.
Or she would have blocked me. And guess what? She blocked me. Right.
I bet you, he got to her before you did.
I don't know. But, I mean, she doesn't want to converse with me, which means she probably feels, you know, guilty or, I don't know, whatever. But she doesn't want to hear from me. I guess she'll just hear from him being a cheater.
Well, have maybe you should send him a message on WhatsApp about this, all this.
Girl, don't download that thing. You don't need it.
She already did because she went and downloaded it and found him, remember?
Oh, that's right, that's right, that's right. Delete it. You don't need it.
Yep.
Do you want to have a conversation with him at all at some point in the future?
No, because he'll just lie at this point. He's just going
to
lie.
Well, and we tried to have a conversation with him on Thursday, and he wouldn't even converse about
it. So he hasn't reached out to you? He hasn't talked to any of your friends?
Right. Tried to come visit you, something?
Nothing.
What a jerk.
Yes. Such a jerk. Not even
I know. Like, the silence we got on the phone was basically what he's done since then. Just nothing.
So, when he hung up on all of us, that's the last you heard from him.
Yep.
Oh,
That's what happened to me in a 3-year relationship.
Did he come off as a kind of a warm, like, friendly guy before and, like, suddenly just flipped the switch?
I honestly had no idea this was going to happen, like, with him. Like, the way he acted once we confronted him. I mean, I've been cheated on before, but in other cases, this is not the reaction. This was not just, like, completely ghosting, and that's exactly what he did. He's just like, done, I'm done. And I was like, dude, well, I'm going to make your life hell for a little bit. I'm going to tell your little girlfriend.
Well, apparently, if one of those girls is from Instagram, they at least know.
Oh, yeah, and the other one knows that there's somebody out there like that, someone she follows.
All right.
So.
Well, how are you feeling? I mean, I know it's kind of difficult to kind of go through this and find out this way, but
I'm sad that he did that, but I'm also glad that I was aware enough to be able to pick up on stuff and then call him on it. I mean, I'm upset that he chose to lie about it, and he never even really, like, admitted it. At least he could have admitted it. It would have been, I don't know, slightly better, but, I mean, at least now I know, and he's out of my life. Like, I'm just glad that he's out of my life, and I don't have to deal with it anymore.
All right. Well, good luck. Don't worry about, you know, going to find any. It'll just make you crazy. Don't be trying to find these girls anymore.
Right. And don't trust guys who use WhatsApp anymore either.
Oh, my God. Seriously, if I see WhatsApp on someone's phone, I'll be like, do you have family members in a foreign country? Otherwise,
get the hell away. Yeah, no. That's how you keep up with all the hoes you meet on vacation.
Yeah.
Take it from someone. Who knows?
I need, like, a Nebraska farm boy who doesn't go anywhere.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.